As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right. We told you every hour, if you listen to the station, we're giving away Caps tickets right now. Caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to round 1, home game 1 for the 2025 playoffs with the Washington Capitals. It's coming up Monday, April 21st. They take on Montreal at Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. But right now, to win, just call us at 1-800-636-1067, and you'll win those playoff tickets. Of course, you'll have a chance next hour and all the way past 5 o'clock. In the 5 o'clock hour, you'll have a chance. So once an hour, giving away those tickets right here on 106.7 The Fan for the Caps playoffs. Yesterday, we spent a bunch of time talking about the latest update regarding the Commander Stadium coming to the RFK site. And while most people seem to be excited about the prospects, our poll was 80-20. 80% were pumped for the stadium coming back to D.C. There are some residents that don't feel the same way.
Yeah, there's a campaign called Homes Not Stadiums. And I was watching Channel 4 News yesterday, and they were interviewing residents of that area down near RFK, and a lot of them aren't happy that they're going to build a stadium because they're basically saying it's going to push us out. We won't be able to afford to live here, and we're not going to benefit from it. Organizers are pushing for more affordable housing instead of the new stadium or arena. And you know, the 80-20 poll numbers, okay, I'm guessing the majority of those 80% don't live down there.
Right. I'm looking at a quote from one of the residents here. Ezekiel Williams Jr. said, I've been here about 37 years. When there are games, people park on the streets. There's nowhere to park. Litter is a problem. Sometimes you'll have people in your yard. When they have concerts, you have people using the street as the bathroom.
Right, right.
It's not crazy.
We're going to get what we got before. I didn't like it then, and I don't like it now.
All right, so we have the audio of the WSA9 report regarding Homes Not Stadiums.
RFK Stadium's demolition quietly moves forward, and some people are hoping another one doesn't replace it.
I just think it's such a slap in the face for voters, citizens. I don't want to see it happen, and I know there's a lot of people that feel the same way.
Tuesday, Chris Furness submitted paperwork to D.C.'s Board of Elections to hopefully put the fate of the future of the RFK campus to a vote. Furness's campaign, Homes, Not Stadiums, wants to see affordable housing rather than a new taxpayer-funded home for the Washington Commanders.
People want to start families. People want to not live paycheck to paycheck. People want to actually own something. And so to build a stadium, to prioritize a stadium over the needs of the people who actually live here, it's not acceptable. And the mayor should allow the people to have a say.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has repeatedly voiced support for the construction of a new stadium, even while facing financial constraints from a $1 billion budget shortfall, saying this last month.
We still have to invest in our growth. Who wants to look around in 4 years and see the same thing at RFK? No tax revenue coming in.
Well, I just love staying here. Yeah. Because all the events are right here out the door.
Beverly Jackson can see RFK Stadium from her steps and hopes that doesn't change.
The stadium will bring more revenue, you know, to build more affordable houses, maybe like on the surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather have the stadium.
Furnish says she now might have to wait up to 2 months for the Board of Elections to determine if this initiative is proper subject matter or not. If it is, she'll then need to collect 23,000 signatures from D.C. voters in at least 5 of the city's 8 wards to have this land on the primary election ballot next summer.
Why is the mayor trying to just make this decision on her own? Like, put it to the voters. Don't make us go out and collect signatures. Put it on the ballot. Let the people decide. That is true democracy.
In D.C., John Duran,
WBC. So that woman, Chris Furnish, basically just said, this is what she said, quote, we want to prioritize development of affordable housing in the city instead of paying for a billionaire's playground. So not everybody. Now, the other woman, Beverly Jackson, said, okay, bring it.
It's gonna sounded like she wanted the stadium, like a new stadium.
But she may not understand, though, that like rent's going to go up.
Correct.
Yeah, she may not understand
that. She doesn't. Yeah. And that woman, Chris Furnish, said, look, I want to be able to start a family down here and, you know, afford to live here. And she said, basically, if they build a stadium here, I won't be able to. So not everybody, certainly down there at the site, is looking forward to the new stadium.
But you know who really wants a stadium there? Two groups. The Commanders, obviously, they desperately want to be in D.C. And Mayor Bowser's
office
wants a stadium
to
be there.
Of course.
Like, part of her overarching legacy is what she's done with the sports teams in D.C. She kept the Caps and the Wizards from moving to Virginia, kept them in D.C., and she's looking to bring the Commanders back to D.C.
It's tax revenue,
of course.
It's
a big part of like what she's going to be remembered for.
But remember when, I think his name was Seagraves, the reporter
Mark Seagraves.
Channel 4 did the first report. He said red zone. A lot of things can happen once you're in the red zone.
You could turn the ball over.
Yeah, that's what happened with Ted and Alexandria.
Yeah.
The ball is, it has not, and this is where, you know, Rick Snyder has warned many times, and we had him on the show yesterday. He said until he sees them digging, he's not going to believe it.
Right. Until he sees groundbreaking, shovels in the dirt, and breaking down the old RFK.
And he may be right, because there are going to be factions of people that aren't happy with this. Even Rick said, and I didn't realize it, that when they brought Nats Park here, It was by one vote.
Right. Just barely made it.
Yeah. So it was just interesting because everyone was all pumped up after the first reports that they were going to build the stadium there. And, you know, most fans, like we talked to on the phone and that poll, they are excited about it. But not everybody is, because especially the people who live down there.
Well, yeah, when it's in your backyard, I remember months ago when Ashburn was thrown out as a possible location, you're like, I don't want it.
I didn't want it there. No. I mean, there's enough construction out in Loudoun County with all the data centers. I don't want to put a stadium out there. So I could see why the people that live down there feel that way.
The 2030 target.
Is that too soon, you think?
It feels like it. I don't know.
I don't know how long it takes to build stadiums. A couple years? 3 years?
Well, I mean, it sounds, from what I've been hearing, it's going to take like at least a year to knock down the old RFK. Because you can't just nuke it and let. Because it's filled with asbestos. Mm-hmm. You can't just take
you can't do what they do in Vegas.
Yeah, you can't just put a bunch of TNT in there and blow it, you know, blow it sky high. Like, there are environmental concerns. So you got that. You have all the permits, all the red tape you have to get through. So I think it's at least, I would guess, at least a year until they can break down the old stadium and start the groundbreaking for the new one. And then you're in mid-2026 at that point. And then you have a 2030 deadline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how long does it take to actually erect the stadium? A year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, I think I read that.
You're already bumping up against that ceiling of the 2030 season.
And then what you want to put around it.
Right.
So I'm guessing it's got to be a minimum of 3 years.
Well, the priority, if this thing is greenlit, is clearly the stadium. It's not. They'll fill in all the other spots around it
yeah, yeah.
as they go.
Sure.
But If they want it up and running by 2030, they've got to clearly make the stadium first priority.
How hard is it to acquire 23,000 signatures from, I said, five of the eight wards?
Difficult.
And that's just to put it on the ballot to be voted against.
I mean, just think about 23,000 signatures from just one ward of the city. You have to do that five times.
And that seems like a Herculean effort. Now, does she need to find 23,000 that don't want the stadium there, or just 23,000 people that want to vote on it?
Just willing to put it on the ballot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing most of the people that are going to want it on the ballot are probably going to be opposed to it.
Correct. Yeah, because they
That's a lot of signatures to find.
Right? That seems like a very hard thing to do.
What is the population right now of D.C.?
Got to be around a million
people. I don't know.
I don't think it's that high. Of just D.C. is a million people? I think that sounds high.
Well, this says 700,000, but I don't know what year that is. Let's see. That was 2020.
Okay.
So in 5 years, I'm going to guess
say it's 800,000.
Maybe less than a million.
Let's just call it 800,000. So you need over 100,000 signatures from 800,000 people that live in the city? That does sound aggressive.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it basically sounds impossible.
That sounds like pushing a boulder up a hill.
That's an impossible ask, in my opinion.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how this thing progresses, because red zone is different than touchdown. We know that all too well.
Yeah.
You get in the red zone, you need the touchdown, you need the score. So we'll see what happens here with the stadium. Coming up next, Kevin told us last week that Sinners was pretty good. Now, he couldn't give us his official review. That's the Michael B. Jordan vampire movie. We'll hear from Kevin McCarthy next here on The Junkies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.